What's going on, Wolfpack Nation? And welcome, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, to the 2023-2024 NC State Men's Basketball Award Show.
First annual.
Run by Tuffy Talk. Yes, let's do it. I love it. So thank you all so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. So here today, we're going to be doing our own superlative award show for the 2023-2024 in-state men's basketball season. So we're going to be doing awards today such as most valuable player, best defensive player, the Pride of the Pack award, best reaction video, and what was the other one, which I forgot to list? Most valuable player, Pride of the
game
Pack,
of the year.
Defensive player. Game of the year, actually will be the first one, which we will talk about. So with that being said, again, we'll be doing the first three questions in part one and then the last three questions in part two. So to make sure you do not miss out on both of them, what you could do is make sure to go ahead and hit that subscribe button as we are on the road here to 10,000 subscribers. Hit that notification bell and so that way you're notified all your devices whenever we go live with any of our NC State content, but especially in our part two of our award show, which is going to be a fun one to say the least. But with that being said, we had well over 40 people actually vote as a part of these awards. And we have no ties, luckily. So there is no like splitting of awards. We actually have a winner for each of them.
We have a trophy for everybody.
We have a trophy for every one of them, exactly. And don't hold us to it, to when we actually give the winners their trophies. But just know that they got trophies.
We should have reached out to them and see if they got an award speech. We should have. That's what we should have done. If we had done this right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I literally thought about this this morning and got inspired by it and ran with it. But anyway, so with that being said, first and actually too, y'all, it's been a while since we've been so busy with Final Four stuff. All we've been doing is live streams recently, so it's exciting to actually do episodes for the first time and get back in front of you guys in this format instead of live shows. But with that being said, again, our first game of the year. So we had five different options. First option being the NC State versus Wake Forest game at home, the 83-76 win, which obviously was highlighted mostly by the antics that happened during the game.
Yeah, so what do we call that game, the Kevin Keats ejection game or the DJ Horn double bird game? Like every game has to have a name, right?
Or the Diarra or the double technical game, which too as well. There was double technical on Diarra.
That was a wild game.
Again, that's what I'm saying. It was a wild game. You know, like when you look at this compared to everybody else, I mean, I wasn't necessarily suspecting that this was going to win, but, you know, I suspected it was going to get some votes.
And did it win?
No. So out of the 40 votes which we had, it got one vote. So, no, it did not win. I'll go ahead and tell you that right now. Okay. But I won't ruin for the other four, though. So, again, we'll kind of go in order. But, again, so the options were NC State versus Wake Forest at home, 83-76 win, the Kevin Keats ejection game, the Virginia ACC tournament game, which was a 73-65 overtime win, the ACC tournament championship game versus UNC, 84-76 win, the NCAA tournament game versus Oakland, 79-the overtime win versus Oakland, and then the Elite Eight game versus Duke, the 76-64 win over Duke. And so what I'll do for all of these is I'll give third place, second place, and then first place, and we'll kind of react along the way here as we go here. But in third place for game of the year, drum roll, please. No, we actually won't do that because then we'll do that for 18 different times. No, we ain't going to do that. But third place goes to Elite Eight versus Duke. It's a NCAA tournament, Elite Eight versus Duke in third place. So thoughts so far, Greg? I think that's a fair placement so far of what you're suspecting.
So there was five games, right?
Correct. So right, two of them from the NCAA tournament, two from ACC, and then the Wake Forest game.
All right, so was the Wake Forest game?
Well...
Oh, okay. You're only doing the top. Okay, I see how you're doing this now.
I just hinted. I just went ahead and gave you.
No, that's fine. I gave you a bonus. I didn't know if you were going to count them all down. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm good with that. Third place was the Elite Eight game.
Yeah, versus Duke.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good so far.
Okay. All right. And then in second place, because what I want to do is leave for first place in the us thinking. Well, of the three left, which one's going to be the winner? So
gotcha. Yep.
All right, so in second place is the ACC semifinals versus UVA, which got 11 votes of the 40 that we documented. So, Michael, Second place versus UNC. Are you shocked by it? I mean, by versus UVA?
Michael O'Connor shot? That was the one I voted for, though. I voted for that one for my game of the year. I don't know.
Same here.
Something about a buzzer beater, it's just like you can't beat it. I know it wasn't to win the championship, but it was like it after that shot, it kind of felt like, okay, I know it's UNC, but it's like after that we're gonna win tonight. And it was like I was still like kind of nervous going into UVA. I was feeling confident going into the championship game against UNC after that.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And then go ahead, Greg.
No, I want to give my logic because my logic is sound here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So there is no way personally I could take Wake Forest as the game of the year, right? Because that's a regular season game. To me, the stakes aren't the same. But Virginia was my number one because if that game doesn't happen, the other ones don't happen.
Yeah.
Sure. Yep.
So.
Yeah, no. And
again, sound logic, that's the winner.
For me, I didn't necessarily vote in this more just because I was seeing the results as they went. So I was worried that if I voted, it'd be a little biased based on what everybody else said so far.
Yeah.
But for me, I would kind of handle it on a game by game. But yes, if UVA didn't happen, none of the others would have happened. But just simply by that game itself, how epic was it? That's basically how I would have voted. Is how epic was that game compared to everybody?
You're down 10 with a minute left. All
right. So, yeah. So I mean, UVA is probably going to be my winner based off of how epic it was individually. But with that being said,
Real quick. If you remember, UVA earlier in the season, we only scored like 16 points in the first half. Mm-hmm, so to score 10 in the final minute against, you know what I mean? In the stakes, to me, that's the game of the year, bro.
I agree. So that's why I'm saying for me, I would vote to it too, but not necessarily because of the logic that if that game didn't happen, the others wouldn't happen. But yeah, just because
still sound itself, logic. I stand by it.
Hey, Greg, all power to you, my brother. So with that being said, the final for number one, two options are ACC championship versus UNC or NCAA tournament versus Oakland. Any ideas, y'all? Who you're suspecting
it's will be the first ACC place? Championship game.
Yeah.
Michael, you agree with that? You said yeah. Okay. So with that being said, number one is
if you say Wake Forest, I'm walking off the set right now.
Well, I told you Wake Forest had one vote, so I kind of ruined that one.
Yeah, you
kinda ruined it. AC championship versus UNC one had 17 votes of the 40 that we documented. And any idea how many votes the Oakland game got of the 40 we documented?
Probably 6.
Michael?
10.
One vote. One vote for game of the year for the Oakland game. So, yep, it was not even in the same breath as the UNC game per the voting.
So the Wake Forest and that game got one each is what you're saying.
One.
You got it. So the finals for game of the year voting is NC State – sorry, I won't say NC State first. I'll say AC championship game versus UNC at number one, NC State versus UVA in the semifinals of AC tournament number two, and then Elite Eight versus Duke in the NCAA tournament at number three. So sound list for the most part.
Yeah, I can see where people – no, I can see where people come to that conclusion.
That's pretty normal, I would say.
Yeah. Because the Duke game was epic because, it was – to go to the Final Four. And then also, too, DJ Burns in those last 2 minutes was just like making highlight on highlight on highlight on highlight. So, it was so epic.
Yeah.
It was so good. So, I completely agree with that list. So, congratulations for NC State versus UNC, game of the year.
We need a trophy. Why don't we have a trophy? Next year when we do this, we need to have a trophy.
I know. Here I can take my Tuffy Talk placard off and use this as my
there you go I like it. That's what we need to give out next year. We need to give out
so I accept this on behalf of the NC State versus UNC basketball game.
The game.
All right.
Yeah.
Love it.
Why isn't this thing on? I'm totally failing by not having my
Tuffy on. Yeah you need that in the shot.
There we go. Before we continue, we want to take a quick second to tell you about our sponsor, Flatlands Jessup Insurance Group, that has your whole world covered with agents in 5 offices throughout Eastern North Carolina to help you decide how much coverage you need. Offering policies for home and auto, recreational vehicles, commercial, crop, health, life, and employee benefits. They are able to combine options to find a comprehensive solution that works for you. Flatlands Jessup protects the things you love so you can spend less time worrying and more time enjoying them. Find them on Facebook and Instagram at Flatlands Jessup. You can also visit their webpage at www.flatlandsjessup.com. So please make sure to go and check them out. Anyway, now
why don't the employees get one of those? Moving on
at the right time. Yeah,
moving on.
Moving on. So second question. Now moving on to most improved player of the year, and I caveat this by saying beginning of this year, beginning of this season to the end of this season, aka not last year's
career
team to this year's team.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
obviously, you know, if you just did last year's team, this year's team, then your options would basically be DJ Burns,
different cast of characters.
And Casey Morcell. So that wouldn't be very fun. So the options that I listed were DJ Burns, Michael O'Connell, DJ Horn, Ben Meadowbrooks, and Mohamed Diarra. So the first thing I want to ask Michael is, were those five names I mentioned, Meadowbrooks, Diarra, Horn, O'Connell, and Burns, would you add anybody else on that list? Like, would you have said Jaden Taylor?
I probably would have put Jaden Taylor on there instead of DJ Horn, because Horn was pretty consistent the whole season. He was always the go-to guy.
Well, I mean, let's be real though, Michael. I mean, he really just, like, his game. I mean, like we were having conversations of we just didn't have that guy to win games for us. Like, we were actually having that conversation halfway through the season, and Horn kind of turned into that guy of being the guy to win games for us.
Yeah, so, but I think he was always a leading scorer. He wasn't like. He did have find another, you know, kick it up another notch, but
he found another gear, no doubt.
He was, if you asked us at when we were 5-1, who was our best player at that point, the answer was DJ Horn.
Yeah.
So
probably. Yep, I agree. So with that being said, so again, most improved player of the year from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, options are DJ Burns, Michael O'Connell, DJ Horn, Ben Meadowbrooks, and Mohamed Diarra. So with that being said, what I'll actually do is I'll do third place. So third place is Ben Meadowbrooks. Third place of the 40 votes we documented, he got 4, so 10% of the vote.
Wow, this is a landslide vote.
Yeah, it's pretty dominant who wins. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
So Ben Meadowbrooks at 3. So here, why not? Here, Greg. So knowing that Ben Meadowbrooks got third, so two-part question.
Yep.
Thoughts on Ben Meadowbrooks being third, and then as of right now, who would be your vote for winning most improved player of the year right now?
Yeah, I think Meadowbrooks definitely. I actually had he was my second place vote. Some of this is so. For me, this was kind of an interesting one because the dynamics of the lineup changed so much. You had the early roster, right? The non-conference roster, or the, you know, a rotation. That's probably a better way to say it. You had the non-conference rotation, and you had the early ACC rotation, and then you had some things happen with the team, you know, and so the dynamics changed, and people were thrusted into different roles, and Keats was trying to find out roles for people. And so anyway, long story short, he was my second. My vote was Diarra.
Okay. Yep, and Michael's saying two questions. Thought Meadowbrooks being third, and who's your favorite right now for most improved player?
Yeah, I think Meadowbrooks definitely did improve. He got a lot – well, I think he got a bad whistle early in the season during ACC play, but I think he definitely got a lot better on the defensive end of defending without fouling by the end of the year. And then obviously he had that 21-point game against Texas Tech. Like, who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, but, like, half of them were like free throws.
Yeah.
He was so dominant inside.
My vote was for Michael O'Connell. I think he's going to be the winner. I mean, just everything. His game totally changed. Just his defense. He was probably, well, Casey Morcell was definitely the best on-ball defender, but during the postseason, I think O'Connell might have been second when Jaden Taylor had been the second best.
Yeah,
during the regular season, but O'Connell, his defense was really good in the postseason, and then he shot like 50% from three.
He went from like five points a game to double digits.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, and it's actually kind of funny you say that, as I'll kind of bring that up here a little bit later when we talk about best defender of the year. But I want to go ahead and get to second place. So again, as of right now, you have Ben Meadowbrooks at third. You still have DJ Burns, Michael O'Connell, DJ Horn, and Mohamed Diarra up for second and first. So in second place for most improved player of the year from beginning of the season to end of the season is Michael O'Connell. Of the 40 votes, he had 13 of them. So about 33% of the vote. So Michael, obviously you reacted. You said he was your guy. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, I think you kind of said your reasoning behind why you voted him. Greg, thoughts on Michael O'Connell again, second?
Yeah, for me, I was just the top three. I had my three. He was my third, but I was splitting hairs between Middlebrooks and O'Connell for second. So all of those are great choices. And so I'm pretty sure I know the answer for number one. And I think it was my vote that set him to the top. Oh, I'm getting a look.
We'll see. Michael, any thoughts before I move on to first place? I know you kind of already shared your thoughts on O'Connell in general, but
I thought O'Connell would win. Yeah.
All right. All right. So with that being said, so final three options are DJ Horn, DJ Burns, and Muhammad Diarra for first place. And first place had had 50% of the vote. 40 votes. There was 20 of them for this one guy in first place. And that person is DJ Horn. No, I'm just kidding. Muhammad Diarra, ladies and gentlemen, with first place. Most improved player of the year, Muhammad Diarra, with 50% of the vote. And I mean, just that dude is a rebound beast. You know.
And again, like, I think it just a lot of it had to do with Parker's illness, right? His injury, however you want to phrase it. And just the roles change. I don't think Diarra changed as a player. I just think he had more opportunity.
That's what I was going to say. I think he should have played more. Like, when he was, regular season, when he was in, he was pretty much grabbing the same amount of rebounds, I think, and, you know, averaging, his per 40 numbers would be averaging the double-double like he did in the postseason when he was playing 30-plus minutes. But
yeah. Agreed. Yep. So, with that being said, we'll move on here. Any final thoughts there about most improved before we move on?
Nope, just that I was right.
I love it. Cool. Alrighty. So with that being said, we're moving on to question number three, which is defensive player of the year. So Michael, I kind of asked, you know, said, you know, we'd come back to Michael O'Connell and the fact that when I set this up, I put Muhammad Diarra, Casey Morsell, and Jane Taylor's options. And obviously you mentioned that Michael O'Connell was probably second guy. So I mean, you're basically saying, Layton, you're an idiot. Why isn't Michael O'Connell on this list? Basically, right? That's what you're saying.
Well, is it season long? Are these season long awards?
Yeah, it's player.
Okay, then I think that's fair not to have him on there. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Cool. Wow, someone needed validation.
Yeah. I said in the postseason, I think he was a really good defender. I didn't think he was great on the defensive end during regular season.
No, he was exposed a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got caught with his pants around his ankles once or twice, but you know. It's all good. It happens. It's basketball. So again, 40 votes. Your options are Muhammad Diarra, Casey Morsell, and Jaden Taylor. So in third place with 4 votes out of the 40 votes, so 10% of the vote.
Someone's crushing this one too.
is Jaden Taylor. So 10% of the vote, Jaden Taylor, which I think is honestly interesting because of the fact that, towards the beginning of the year, he was like that was all he was basically known for to start the year was his defense was like elite. And
his defense in that weight game that you had for game of the year, he had a couple big steals.
Huge steals. Agreed. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, Greg, thoughts on Jaden Taylor third place?
Yeah, I had him at second place in my ballot. A little surprise there. I'm actually genuinely curious who ended up at number two.
Yeah. No, it's fun. You know, man, should I cliffhang it till part two? Who got second and first? Should I cliffhang it?
No, we said we're doing three.
Okay. I'm just saying, man, I see a great cliffhanger opportunity here. You know, do we got to do NC State fans do dirty like that? So,
we're not known for our clickbait, but you know what? Maybe let's do it.
Oh, okay. All right. So with that being said, we're gonna cliffhang,
baby.
We'll hold on to here to let y'all know who was second and first place for defensive player of the year, y'all. But first of all, Wolfpack Nation, gotta give a huge shout out, y'all. As again, we appreciate y'all, everybody's support. We love you guys. Y'all are awesome. But you know, just wanted to, you know, do something a little different this time. So we'll cliffhang there. So
you're again, a dirty dog, again, Clayton. You're a dirty dog.
We're dirty dogs like that. So make sure, again, y'all tune in for part two where we pick up where you will find out who wins Defensive Player of the Year.
Or maybe we just skip it and just don't tell them.
Yeah, right. Yeah. just don't even do the question. Just move on to MVP and just don't even do it. That'd be awesome. That'd be so funny. So, yeah, again, y'all, make sure to tune in for part two where we announce who the defense player of the year is. Also, to doing our Pride of the Pack Award, our MVP, and then our reaction video of the year as well. So, again, y'all, make sure to hit that subscribe button, hit the notification bell so you don't miss out whenever we come out for part two. And make sure if y'all enjoyed this award show, let us know down in the comments as well. Let us know what your thoughts are on our awards. You know, if you think somebody should have been higher, somebody should have been lower, let us know. Definitely, we'll make sure to interact with y'all in the comments. But we'll see y'all for part two, baby. Go Pack, y'all.